we're expecting a bunch of people and there's not much space, so we are just gonna send people through the vehicle and then we will have tables set up inside engineering hall to show off the experiments that we have designed.
Allison Brown is the manager for the Green Center at the University of Arkansas. We're on the Engineering Research Center, or the ENRC campus, located in South Fayetteville. A Winnebago recreational vehicle is parked near the main ENRC building, but it isn't what you think it is. The RV is a modified laboratory, a green mobile solar energy laboratory to be precise.
So on the driver's side, we have 6 230-watt solar panels. That's when they're operating at their maximum on a bright sunny day. And we have engineers from HiDEC have been working with us. They've built this system. Obviously, we don't usually mount solar panels on an RV. So they've built us this system. When we get somewhere and we want to put the panels up, we can unlock this and prop them up to the perfect angle to get the maximum sun exposure.
The 33-foot converted Winnebago is an attempt to introduce K-12 students in Arkansas to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields in a fun and interactive manner. Dr. Vasundhara Varadhan is a distinguished professor of electrical engineering at the University of Arkansas. She is also the director of the Green Center.
The National Science Foundation, as many of you know, is extremely interested in workforce development and STEM education. And we are all required to do an educational outreach program. So we conceived of the Green Mobile, a traveling solar energy laboratory that can travel to different parts of the state, especially to the distant, the rural areas on the east coast of the state.
Work began on procuring funds for the green vehicle in 2010, right after the National Science Foundation approved a $25 million grant to establish the Green Center on the U of A campus. The center works to develop new technology for high efficiency and inexpensive solar energy and to train a technical workforce to provide the state with a sustainable future in the solar power industry. The center has units on the University of Arkansas campuses in Fayetteville, Little Rock, Pine Bluff, and Fort Smith, as well as Philander Smith College in Little Rock.
Rails on it yet, but this is the inside of the Greenmobile. So basically, we just wanted to set it up like a laboratory would be set up in a classroom, but in an RV.
Allison Brown, the Green Center manager, gives me a tour of the inside of the green vehicle.
So when we bought the vehicle, it was totally empty, just the two seats up here and a bare wood floor. And we contracted to put this tiling down. We got cabinets and countertops put in. And we have this. This is the solar panel. It's the inverter that actually allows us to power everything through the solar panels. And you can see that we have four batteries down there that will allow us to power. We can power everything in the lab from the solar panels for up to 2 hours.
The plan is to install solar energy experiments inside the vehicle for K-12 students to play with. Brown shows me some that are ready to go.
So right here we have one. Oh, I guess you don't really need to show it, but I can show you. This is an experiment to show how one can build a solar panel out of berry juice. So you have the berry juice and then the titanium dioxide. You can just combine them and put them between those two little pieces of glass. And you can create a solar cell and you can hook the multimeter up and see how much energy it's creating.
The experiment mimics the process of photosynthesis. Another experiment is designed for younger students.
And then we have a couple of toys. These are aimed at the really little kids, but it's basically just, this is a toy car. You can see that there's a battery pack, but we've left the battery out, and the solar panel just does exactly what the battery would do. So But then if you put it in the sun, it goes forever and you have to chase after it. It doesn't go that fast, mm-hmm. though.
Dr. Vardhan says the idea to use and convert an RV instead of a bus into a mobile lab came from one of her partners on this project, Dr. Randall Overby. Overby is the Electrical Engineering Program Coordinator at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith and helped secure the Winnebago shell for the lab. The project was funded with the help of a $162,663 grant from the Arkansas Energy Office, which is a subsidiary of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission.
That's what funded the vehicle, but it only funded the vehicle and the conversion of the vehicle. We just got a shell of a Winnebago recreational vehicle, 33 feet long. So we had to convert it into a lab and buy all the equipment for the lab. First of all, think about what all the manpower was volunteered. And it was an enormous amount of manpower that was volunteered.
According to Professor Vardhan, she and several of her undergraduate and graduate students, along with engineers from the university's High Density Electronics Center, or HITECH, spent hundreds of hours working on converting the vehicle into a mobile lab. She says that even though her team tried to make the vehicle green in every possible sense, she does have a confession to make.
The Green Mobile itself is a gas guzzler. We really wanted to make it a natural gas-powered vehicle, but we don't have filling stations everywhere in Arkansas, so we can't go to the, you know, far east and far south of the state and not be sure that we could get fuel.
The vehicle is also fitted with a gas generator to provide power in case the vehicle is out on the road for a whole day. Dr. Vardhan hopes the vehicle will make at least 10 to 12 trips a month visiting K-12 students all over the state. She does, however, mention that the number of trips will also depend on the availability of staff to make the trips. Ideally, she hopes to hire a full-time science education coordinator for the Green Vehicle Project. Dr. Vardhan says many schools in Fayetteville and Springdale have already expressed interest in a visit from the vehicle. The goal is to pique the interest of science teachers who can then establish similar, smaller labs in their respective schools.
The long-term plan is that we would have gone to many, many schools at least twice or three times, and we would have convinced the teachers and the school administrators that this is a laboratory worth investing in. And we could help them to put together a lab for a certain age group for $10,000 or less. And I think that's not a very big amount. And then what we will do is we will have a big teacher training workshop. The teachers can also help us prepare, or we can work with the teachers to prepare lesson plans for this. So the plan will be that the teacher will teach the subject in class and then coordinate with the Green Mobile.
The University of Arkansas's Green Renewable Energy Efficient Nanoplasmonic Solar Cell Center, or the Green Center, unveiled its Green Vehicle Outreach Project yesterday afternoon at a ceremony outside of the John A. White Engineering Hall on the U of A main campus. The opening ceremony included remarks by U of A Chancellor Dr. G. David Gerhardt, Dr. Gail McClure from the Arkansas Science and Technology Authority, and J.D. Lowry from the Arkansas Energy Office. The Green Vehicle is an attempt to introduce K-12 students in Arkansas to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields in a fun and interactive manner. Allison Brown, manager of the Green Center, says the plan is to start visiting schools in the region before the end of the current school year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.